before it's good to drink.
Well, as far as I was concerned, you'd better cool it. I never did like warm milk, but a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. And we'd take our milk when the kids were in high school, and then we got these few cows to milk. And you'd have to keep your milking machine real, real clean. We did have a milking machine. We never milked that many cows this way. It's just too hard. Mm-hmm. And then we'd take it to the house and run it through the separator.
Mm-hmm. And why do you do that?
Separate the cream from the milk.
Okay. Did you ever have to do anything before you did that to kind of get any impurities out of it? Did you have to?
Oh, you always strained it.
Okay.
Of course, when you run it through the milking machine, you don't have to strain it. Mm-hmm. Because the cow's udders are clean and mm-hmm. your milking machine is clean and so. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use a cheesecloth to strain it?
I suppose I did. Okay. I didn't like cheesecloth, but I used a flour sack. Mm.
Those flour sacks came in handy,
mm-hmm.
didn't they?
Right. And we made cottage cheese out of the sour milk.
Okay.
And, we'd let some milk sour especially, and I got to be a real perfect cottage cheese maker.
Is that what people would call sour milk around here,
mm-hmm.
cottage cheese? Mm-hmm. Did they ever call it a smear cheese?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And what would you call milk that's gone sour?
Clabber?
I was wondering, do you have any other names for milk that's gone sour, that's gone bad?
Well, it's either soured through germs or, not being clean enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or it clappers.
Okay, that's the word.
Wanted the word clapper.
Well, I was wondering if that would be the word you would
yes.
use. You ever use curdled?
Yes. To make your cottage cheese, you have to have your clabber curdled.
Okay. And did you have a name for real thin or watery milk?
No.
Okay.
With skim milk, I guess.
Okay. I just wondered if you'd ever heard it called Blue John.
No, but I've seen some awful blue milk.
Okay, so you can understand why it would be called
right.
Blue John. Okay. And I was wondering about kinds of breads that you would have made, baked.
Oh, baked. Yeast bread,
mm-hmm.
biscuits,
mm-hmm.
And raisin bread. Of course, that's a yeast bread, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now we use whole wheat, lots. Well, if there's any bread to be made, I'm sure I've made it.
Yeah. Did you ever make any cornbread?
Oh, yes. Oh,
were
yes.
there different kinds of cornbread?
Well, the only kind I ever made was, they all liked it, and we ate it up. And,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know, maybe they have different, kinds of corn, so I suppose I found out the other day that they make cornbread out of blue cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't think it would be fit to eat. Blue cornmeal bread? And, this man said, Marguerite, you ought to try it sometime. He said, it is delicious.
Is that what they would you have always called it cornbread, or were there other names for cornbread that people might have used?
Oh, there's other names that they've used, and I don't remember what they are.
Okay. Just wondered if you might have heard the word pone, corn pone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was that a word that
mm-hmm.
people would have used?
Some people. I think people in different areas use that.
Is that the way they would have pronounced it?
As far as I know.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that?
Pone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering about what people around here might call soft drinks.
Pepsi and...
Yeah. What do they call those as a group? Say I'm going to go down to the store, I want to get a...
Well, I don't know, because, you know, we don't drink very much of that.
Just wondered if they called them... sodas or pop?
Well, yes, they call them pop and they call them sodas.